Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, and the 25th day of Advent. All's Well sings May I Receive. Our reading today is a song that has become one of the most frequently prayed passages of Scripture in Christianity. The Song of Mary is commonly known as the Magnificat, which is Latin for magnifies. As significant as Mary is in the Christian story, we only hear her speak four times: to the angel at the Annunciation, to Jesus at age 12 in the temple, to Jesus at the wedding feast in Cana, and here in the Magnificat. This song is certainly a hymn of praise, but it's also a subversive revolutionary anthem. What you may or may not notice about the Magnificat is that it's an adaptation of Hannah's song in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 10. Hannah became the mother of the prophet Samuel. She had been barren and was bitterly tormented by her husband's second wife, but Hannah conceived after making a vow to dedicate her first son to the Lord. Her song is a hymn of gratitude and triumph that speaks of how God intervenes on behalf of the unfortunate. Part of Hannah's song goes like this: He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap. He makes them sit with princes. In comparing the songs of Hannah and Mary, we see how the New Testament is dependent upon the First Testament. That's what stands out about both songs and how revolutionary they are. As we hear the Magnificat, think of how subversive these words were in the context of Mary's time, the time of King Herod. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Mary's song. And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He's performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary's song anticipates what will happen when her son grows up and begins to proclaim the good news of the new and peaceable kingdom. It will be a message welcomed by the poor, the sick, the downcast, and outcast who are open to Jesus' message, while the rich and powerful will most likely resist it. What we should learn from the Magnificat is that the grace of God flows downhill towards the lowly places in our lives where we are humble, weak, and poor. There may be places in your life where you are strong, successful, and rich, and this can be a blessing, but be careful and always remember that grace flows downhill. In our contemporary context, we need a Christianity formed by the Magnificat. In the Western world, we are typically inclined towards the ideas of success and anthems of strength, but the grace of God does not run uphill towards the pinnacles of success and strength. It rolls downhill towards the low places of humility and trust. Advent is not just about waiting, but about waiting in the right place. The right place to wait for the grace of God is in the lowly ash heap of your barrenness and brokenness. This is where the grace of God will appear. Before we listen again, ready yourself in a place of worship. As we hear Mary's song, let it be our continued prayer for the peace of God's kingdom to come this Christmas. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down the rulers from their thrones. He has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but he has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Contrary to Western belief, the place to find ourselves is at the bottom of the hill, waiting for grace to run to you. As we finish today, we will hear the Beatitudes. If you are hurting, lonely, or otherwise downtrodden, take comfort in knowing that this Christmas we await the King of Kings, the Creator of all things, who comes to this earth to bring you comfort, peace, hope, and joy. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. O God, help us to identify the ash heap of barrenness and brokenness in our lives and to wait there for your grace to come lift us up. Most merciful God, we trust not in our strength, but in your grace. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and evermore. Amen.